Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for January 24, 2017 is now called to order. I would ask you all to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham with the City Attorney's Office representing the Civil Service Board of Commissioners and a representative from Human Resources.
Our first item today is item A, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience for comments. Moving on to item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No agenda additions.
So we'll move on to the consent calendar for the day. And I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? I'd ask for that motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And that ends our consent calendar. Our next item is item A4, a request by Director of Public Works Department to approve revised testing standards for Equipment Mechanic 1 Flex and Equipment Mechanic 2. The motion that the request be approved to revise testing standards for Equipment Mechanic 1 Flex and Equipment Mechanic 2 to Civil Service Application Review and Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review. If I can have that motion.
So moved, but I have just to have a question.
Yes.
Rebecca, this is, I think, third one that a one, whatever the title is, has had to have a couple years' experience. And I'm assuming that no longer do we accept people out of a, you know, say if it's a typist or that type of thing. If they come out with a certificate, we don't accept that. We're looking for experience in every class, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Is that
it depends
the way it's going?
This actual job series, there is an equipment service worker that doesn't require experience.
Okay.
So the path into this position.
There is one below.
There is one below.
Okay, I was just wondering, you know, granted with the staff as small as it is, I can understand where we aren't looking to train people, but I would,
right.
We've had several now just recently where the one has had to have experience. So I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion. Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is item 5, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Moving on to item A6, a monthly report from the chief examiner.
All right. Well, in your agenda packets, you did have the update for the month of December in terms of activity in the department. During that time frame, we had 14 eligibility lists certifying 200 candidates. Covering departments including community development, finance, police department, public works, and the water department. And at month end, we had 12 recruitments that remained in progress. In addition to the monthly report, I did want to make a couple announcements. First off, for those of you that did not listen to the council meeting last night, the city did retain Jones and Mayer. That has been designated to assist with the transition process associated with the new charter. So with the passing of the new charter, that changes the structure, and we need to, things that were previously articulated in the charter now must be put into the municipal code or addressed as part of policy. So that's the next step in this process that, of course, will have an impact in terms of the civil service. Mm-hmm. They anticipate at least a preliminary draft in terms of priority areas, focus moving forward to be presented to the council on the second meeting in February. So I would anticipate being able to provide a more detailed report to the Civil Service Board at the first meeting, first or second meeting in March. So just to give you kind of a time frame, I know you're waiting for us to give you a little bit more clarity in terms of what's going to happen and the impact that these changes are going to have on civil service. So that is still coming. This is a good thing in terms of having some expertise to assist us in this transition process. So I wanted you to be aware of that. I also want to wish Dennis Reichardt a happy birthday. It's coming in another week or so. So I do have cupcakes at the end of this. And then I also wanted to thank those of you, I was remiss in mentioning that last time, that were able to come to Letty Briggs's retirement celebration. I really appreciate the support for you being there. I also wanted to let you know that our apprentice, she actually started as an intern, graduated to an apprentice, has been hired in a full-time capacity over in the police department, which is a really great opportunity for her. And to me, that's part of what our role is to develop people in their professional careers. So we're really thrilled that we have somebody that's had an opportunity, graduated from San Bernardino, Cal State San Bernardino, and then is progressing here with the city of San Bernardino, which is a good thing. For us, of course, right now we have myself and a part-time apprentice. We will be bringing on an intern starting tomorrow, so we have one more person to assist us, and hopefully we'll continue that process of developing people. So anyway, I just wanted you to be aware of some of the staffing changes that are resulting from that. And then the other thing associated with the charter change, personnel actions will now be handled administratively and won't be presented to the council for approval. Thus, you won't continue to see the personnel actions list that were approved by council. So I wanted you to be aware of the reason that you won't be seeing those anymore moving forward. Any questions about what's going on?
I have backing up to Letty and Letty leaving, and you're talking interns. Who do you have besides yourself that's a city employee?
Well, our part-time apprentice. I mean, you, they're city employees.
No,
but
I mean, you know,
full-time
none
other than myself.
I think. Well, I guess we could order, but you need to get some help because you're going to end up getting sick. Because we can get the interns and the apprentice type of people, but and you can teach them what they need to do, but you can't replace what Letty knew. And I've always told my staff that I can teach you what I, you know, show you what I do, but I can't show you what I did. And so you have to get some more help. You can't do it by yourself because we have no idea how long it will take to have supposedly the departments merge, which I would anticipate is going to happen somehow, you know. But that's my opinion. I think the board should direct her to get some permanent staff. One person can't run that area when you're looking at the number of apps, just the number of apps that have to be looked at.
And along with that, what I wanted to bring up, pretty much you read my mind.
Oh, okay.
but my concern is now that these personnel actions aren't going to be coming through us, does that mean that part of that workload is taken off you and given to human resources to accomplish so it, you don't have the load you've had in the past?
So there's a lot of restructuring that's going to be happening over the next few months. And we will hire someone. I think it's not a question of if we will hire somebody. I think now that we have Jones and Mayer in place and they're going to be putting together kind of a rough sketch in terms of structure moving forward, then we'll be in a position to go out and recruit for the right type of person to fill our vacancies. In terms of workload, so yes, there are some things that have been administrative functions. Going through the process of having to post those on the council agenda, those kinds of things, that goes away. We've always had to process the PAFs for signatures, going through that process in general, and HR oversees that. What we take out is the actual formal having to add that onto the council agenda for their review and approval. So there are things like that administratively that over time are going to lighten some of that process workload. which is, I think, ultimately a good thing. Council approves our positions by way of approving the budget on an annual basis and the positions that are budgeted. And then administratively, management selects the persons that are going to fill those positions and without having to bring it back to council. So that's kind of that change. And there will be more of those process changes that are going to be coming. It takes time, though. You know, it took us a long time to get here. It'll take a long time to transition into a different work structure. But I think that we're moving in the right direction, and I really appreciate, Evelyn, your support and you mentioning that. And we will get help, and the city manager's office has indicated that they're going to be supportive of making sure that that happens. We were just hoping to hold up a little bit of time until we had a more clear picture of the direction that we'll be going. So I think we're closer to that with bringing on Jones and Mayor, and probably within the next 8 weeks we'll be ready to go forward with a formal recruitment process to fill a position.
8 weeks is a long time.
It is a long time, but
I do have,
like I said, we are bringing in part-time support, and the HR team has been extremely gracious in terms of offering support to the department. As a matter of fact, they've taken over all of like our billing and those kinds of things, which is a load off. So
okay.
It's not as if there aren't a lot of people that have been offered and willing and very supportive.
Okay.
So, and I do want you to know that.
Who's taking recruitment out? Is that still you?
The posting of all of our positions, yes. So I think, you know, over time we'll probably be changing some of the functions that we're doing, but we are still handling all of the recruitments in terms of the job postings, the application screening, and any testing that's associated with that. I really don't foresee that part of that changing.
Really?
And then we'll probably lean in towards doing more proactive types of recruitment. We haven't had the resources to do that for a long time, where we're actually out and more visible in the community and doing some things that are more proactive in nature. Over and above the actual just posting of the position, which is a good thing. I'm excited to see us moving in that direction. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I have a couple other real quick questions. As far as trying to attract new employees to the city, I assume the police department's still having a problem. Is that's continuing?
So absolutely, the police department has a lot of vacancies. We do not have an issue with a lack of applicants for our positions. It's just they're very selective in the persons that they choose to fill each one of their positions, and it takes a long time. There's a lot involved, particularly in becoming a police officer. There's a lot of training involved in that. And from the time that we start a recruitment to the time that they have somebody through the academy, you're talking about a year's period of time. And then from there, from the time they become a police officer to the time that they're able to be fully independently functional, it's a year to 2 years. And that's it's just a lot that goes into getting our police officer positions filled. Dispatch is another one of those that is just really difficult because it's so intensive, involved in training. And most of that is happening when they join the department.
Rebecca, do you know what the time frame is for other cities, for example? I know we are very selective, and I do appreciate that, but I was wondering if you have any clue as to what the time frame is from the day they apply to the day they're on board with other cities.
Most cities and public safety agencies are having the same struggle and the same time involvement, particularly if you're taking somebody that is not a lateral transfer.
No, I understand the lateral.
Yeah, because you're putting them through the academy. Uh-huh. You do have to go through a background review process and then, you know, the selection process. So we're not unusual in that. We're not unusual in the number of candidates that we're going through in order to find the right person to fill our positions.
Okay. I was just wondering, maybe because of our selection level,
mm-hmm.
maybe we took a lot longer than other cities, for example.
Those that I've talked to, it seems
about
to be
the same.
Fairly similar.
Okay.
I'm sure there are some processes that we can work on and improve on where, you know, all the time we're trying to get a little bit better.
Sure.
And, you know, the
but quite frankly, the background review process is probably the most lengthy involved in the police department because they are going through and doing a full background, interviewing, you know, families, friends, all those kinds of things. So it's pretty involved.
I've noticed in the newspaper there was just recently an article about the Border Patrol, and they have 150 openings. And they can't fill them because the people just can't meet the requirements.
Or isn't it right now, it's not very popular either to be Border Patrol or a police officer. Like, I got friends now that say that they would no way be a cop today.
Yeah.
What's going on? The Sheriff's Department, their process is even longer because after you get all your approvals, you guys spend approximately 5 years in the jails. And then they rotate you out of the jails.
That's right.
And then go to patrol. So it's a long process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something else, one other question, is I've noticed in our dealings here with the commission at our meetings, it seems like there's a lot of turnover in the water department, especially for the reclamation. I've seen a lot of postings for that. Are they having a problem with that, wastewater management?
They have. They have struggled to fill those positions. Water department positions are unique in terms of they require a lot in terms of specialized certifications and then training. They're experiencing, like many of our divisions, some of their more senior people are moving into a retirement phase that's leaving vacancies, and in some cases they don't have personnel that are ready to move into those positions. And attracting people from other agencies is challenging right now. So if you're in a stable place somewhere else, given all of the transition that's happened and the difficulties the city has faced, it's probably been less attractive for people with that area of expertise and specialty. So there's no question that they've struggled with that. That's why they brought on the outside recruitment firm, but even that has not, you know, fully resolved the problem. But they are slowly starting to fill their positions, but you're absolutely right, they've had a real struggle.
Well, that's a nightmare for Stacy. I bet she's very thankful about the aquifer getting recharged right now. Well, that's a good thing.
You know, we do need, at least I need to come in the water department, because they do release people during that probation period far more than I think any other department does. You know, speaking from experience, we have people that should have been released and ended up retiring, you know, from the library. And so and that's difficult to let people go during that probation period, but it pays off in the long run, you know.
I think she's an excellent leader for that particular thing. I think Stacy does a great job. Mm-hmm. With that, any additional? I would ask for a motion that the activity report for December 2016 and the personnel action summary report for January 9th, 2017 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
You should hire somebody. So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A7, closed session. I don't see any closed session today. So moving on to item A8, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of February 14th, 2017. If I can have that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Lucky you guys get to be with us on Valentine's Day. Yeah. I knew you'd love that.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Steve.
Yes, how are you?
You're busy, aren't you?
I am very busy.